Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we'll have Surah Al-Duha. It is the forenoon, and I will read it, recite it first, and then, inshallah, we recite it together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم. Okay, now I will read it and we will read it together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والضحى.
والضحى.
والليل.
والليل.
إذا.
إذا.
سجى.
سجى.
ما.
ما.
ودعك.
ودعك.
ربك.
ربك.
وما.
وما.
قلى.
قلى.
وللآخرة.
وللآخرة.
خير.
خير.
لك.
لك.
من.
من.
الأولى.
الأولى.
ولسوف.
ولسوف.
يعطيك.
يعطيك.
ربك.
ربك.
فترضى.
فترضى.
ألم.
ألم.
يجد. ألم يجدك.
ألم يجدك.
يتيما.
يتيما.
فآوى.
فآوى.
ووجدك.
ووجدك.
ضالا.
ضالا.
فهدى.
فهدى.
ووجدك.
ووجدك.
عائلا.
عائلا.
فأغنى.
فأغنى.
فأما.
فأما.
اليتيم.
اليتيم.
فلا.
فلا.
تقهر.
تقهر.
وأما.
وأما.
السائل.
السائل.
فلا.
فلا.
تنهر.
تنهر.
وأما.
وأما.
بنعمة.
بنعمة.
ربك.
ربك.
فحدث.
فحدث.
Again. Together. والضحى.
والضحى.
والليل.
والليل.
إذا.
إذا.
سجى.
سجى.
ما.
ما.
ودعك.
ودعك.
ربك.
ربك.
وما.
وما.
قلى.
قلى.
وللآخرة.
وللآخرة.
خير.
خير.
لك.
لك.
من.
من.
الأولى.
الأولى.
ولسوف.
ولسوف.
يعطيك.
يعطيك.
ربك.
ربك.
فترضى.
فترضى.
ألم.
ألم.
يجدك.
يجدك.
يتيما.
يتيما.
فآوى.
فآوى.
ووجدك.
ووجدك.
ضالا.
ضالا.
فهدى.
فهدى.
ووجدك.
ووجدك.
عائلا.
عائلا.
فأغنى.
فأغنى.
فأما.
فأما.
اليتيم. اليتيم
اليتيم فلا
تقهر
تقهر
وأما
السائل السائل
فلا تنهر وأما
بنعمة ربك
فحدث. So can you read it together without me?
Yes.
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 Waduha. فلا تقهر وهما سائل فتنهر وهما
I'm recording. This is the Quran.
Yeah.
Bismillahirrahman. Yalla, go ahead with me.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
For you the meaning in English. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By the forenoon, after sunrise, by the night when it darkens and stands still, your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has never forsaken you nor hates you. And indeed the hereafter is better for you than the present, the life of this world. And verily your Lord will give you all the good so that you shall be pleased. Did he not find you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an orphan and gave you a refuge? And he found you unaware of the Quran, its legal laws and prophethood, and guided you. And he found you poor and made you rich, self-sufficient with self-contentment. Therefore, treat not the orphan with oppression, and repulse not the beggar, and proclaim the grace of your Lord, the prophethood, and all other graces. Okay, now inshallah we will know the meaning of the surah, and then inshallah we will know the message and the lessons of this surah. Actually, this surah, which is called Surah Ad-Duha, the forenoon, okay, this is the time between, you know, the Duha is the time after the sunrise until the Dhuhr prayer. Okay, this is called the Ad-Duha. Okay, actually, this surah is dedicated in its entirely to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a message from his Lord which touches his heart with pleasure, joy, tranquility, mercy and compassion. Actually, the revelation, that is to say, Jibril visits and was the link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Jibril always visit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the surahs of the Quran, this always gives the tranquility to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the peace along his difficult path to call to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the revelation was withheld for some time, okay, the source of the strength of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cut off. Okay, there was a time when the Quran with the revelation was on hold for some time. At that time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very upset because he doesn't know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped, you know, this source of strength for him. Okay, because actually it was, you know, sisters, again and again, every one of us is under the impression that, you know, I can be a true believer without facing a lot of difficulties. Mm-hmm. I can be a true believer and life can be still a fun for me. I can enjoy all the enjoyments of the worldly life and I am in reality a true believer. This is totally wrong concept in Islam. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he faced difficulties which none of the human being can tolerate. Okay, so this is the reality of the belief. Belief, you know, is the way to paradise. Belief is the price of the paradise. Okay, so we must believe and we must be sure that it is not an easy way. Okay, there are a lot of difficulties. You have to forget about many issues in this worldly life. You have to have your own plan and path in life. Okay, and you have to be sure that to be a true believer, I must be ready, okay, to forget about many issues and, you know, to face some difficulties. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was having a lot of difficulties. You can just try to imagine that there is one person who is living with a big tribe. All the tribe are believing in idol. They were idol worshippers. And one day he came and told them, you know, whatever you are worshipping is totally wrong, okay, and you have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. All the tribe is against him and idol worshippers. Number two, because they were the idol worshippers taking care of the Kaaba, they were having a lot of wealth. Okay? So believing in the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make them to lose the wealth which they are getting through being the ones taking care of the idols which are around the Kaaba. So this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came with a message which is totally against all the people whom he is living with, okay, and it will cost them to lose their wealth. So he was aware how difficult will be his situation. And actually one day one of his uncles, he told him, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please forget about this issue and we can give you all the gold which you are looking for. So he said for him the famous statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my uncle, if they put the sun of my, on my right side and the moon on my on the left side, and they requested me to leave that message, I will never leave it. You know, I will never forget about it. I will live my life for the revelation and for the message of Islam. So, you know, sister, this is, you know, the reality of the life of our Prophet. Okay, the most beloved person, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will send for him this message of tranquility and love. So try to feel how will be his feeling when, you know, the message, when Prophet Jibril, okay, will stop visiting him with the surahs of the Quran. You know, in spite of the fact he dedicated all his life for that message, and then suddenly, you know, the message is... Actually, when the revelation was withheld, the source of strength of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cut off. Alone, he was left without the companionship of Angel Jibril, and actually it was very difficult time for the Prophet, who was unaware of the reason for the revelation to be withheld. So this surah was revealed to assure the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah will never leave him alone. Okay, but in reality Allah makes all the universe, okay, to be blessed with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the favors in the hereafter are more better than the favors in this worldly life. Now we will discuss every ayah, okay, and we'll discuss with number one and number two, okay, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vows, this is an oath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these two calm and inspiring periods of time. What is the relation between al-duha and al-layl? Okay? Okay. Al-duha is the forenoon. Actually, it is, so, it is, you know, the forenoon and the night, okay, both of them are two calm times, okay, and inspiring periods of time. And they establish a relationship between the natural phenomena and the human feeling. What is the meaning of this? Mutual response is encouraged between the human heart and the universe, okay, at that time. Okay, I want all of you, you know, to try to feel it. When at around 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning, okay, when you go and sit outside, okay, you will feel that there is calmness in the universe. Okay, also at night, around 9, 10 p.m., you know, and you go out, you feel calmness in the universe. These are the two inspiring times which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling, is, you know, having an us, you know, that by that two times of inspiration, the human heart, okay, will be encouraged, you know, to have the link with the universe. Okay, you can calm down, you can try to think it over, you can feel tranquility and peace, okay, and it... Actually, the beautiful life and sympathetic time to the living being. Hence, the heart lives in peace with the world, relaxed and happy. During these periods of time, the forenoon and the night, you can reflect, okay, and you can have a flow of thinking. And your soul is best able to communicate with the universe, with the Creator. You feel the universe worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you turn towards Him in praise. You know, sister, this is very important for the spirit. Actually, our spirits are all the time occupied by the worldly issues, okay? And, you know, occupied by the belief that I can be very happy if I plan to have that car. So I must be occupied mentally by this idea, the idea of the car, or the idea of the house, or the idea of the clothes. Or, no, this is wrong for, this is the wrong for the spirit. The spirit, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us different from the animals? Because the animals cannot have this kind of feeling in their spirits. Your spirit is created to be connected with your Lord. Okay, so your spirit will be happy, will have tranquility, will have peace, you will feel content, okay, and peace when you make your spirit to live for the goal which is created for, when it is connected with its Lord in the proper way. But when you cancel this connection with the Lord and you occupy your soul only with the worldly plans, okay, you will always feel unhappy, okay, in spite of the fact every day my bank account is increasing or I am getting my worldly goals, but still in reality I am not happy from the depths of my spirit. Why? Because your spirit is created for a goal. Your spirit is created by the Creator, okay, so that when it will be connected with the Lord, it will be happy. When you change the connection and you make it with the worldly life, it will never be happy. It will try, you know, to act as if it is happy. But it is not happy. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us now that at the time of Ad-Duha, the forenoon, and at the time of the night, try to have the connection. Okay? And because of that, actually, the best prayer for the spirit is the prayer, night prayer, Fajr prayer, Aisha prayer. Why? Because this is the prayers around the night time. Why? Because there is calmness in the universe. Actually, try, you know, if you wake up at Fajr prayer or a little bit, half an hour, try to go out of the house. You know, if you have, you know, this front yard or backyard, okay. Actually, I always like, you know, that time. You know, I always open the window and I live that time with the universe. You feel connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very simply. Immediately, you feel Allah in your heart. Subhanallah. Yes, and you know, this is why the Aisha prayer and the Fajr prayer are supposed to be very effective for the spirit. Especially the Fajr prayer, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attending it. Allah attends Fajr prayer because Allah comes to the closest, to the nearest heaven, you know, in the last third of the night. Then Allah stays to attend Fajr prayer. And because of that, you know, we are supposed, you know, subhanallah, you know, sisters, we are supposed to live that time. Allah, the one whom I am in very, 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 very great need of Him, is very close, saying, whoever is looking for answering his supplication, let him supplicate to me. But we Muslims, mostly, the best of us, they will wake up for Fajr prayer, okay, and they will pray Fajr prayer while they are semi-sleeping. Okay, they are not concentrating much, just, you know, to feel that I already prayed Fajr prayer. Alhamdulillah, I didn't miss one of my, you know, fard obligatory prayers. No, sisters, you know, this is the problem for us as Muslims, you know, we don't know where are the gates of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your spirit will be when your spirit will be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, you know, you will start to feel that, oh Allah, this is the feeling which I was looking for. When I was buying a new car, I was looking for that feeling. When I was changing, you know, my home, I was looking for that feeling, but I never get it in reality, in the depths of my spirit. I only have it when I have this connection, very critical feeling. You will have it in your spirit when you are connected correctly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so you know, sister, in Islam, in the belief, there is a lot of mercy. The real happiness in the worldly life, which Allah created it for the human being, only to worship Him, He made it like this. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His creatures. He created us to worship Him alone. So He made the secret that those creatures, the human being, will never be happy except when they believe in My oneness and they are connected with Me correctly. Other than this, they will never be happy. This is the reality of Islam. So as Muslims, all praise to Allah that we are created Muslims. Okay, He make most of the issue simple for us that Alhamdulillah, I am created Muslima. Okay, now I have to use the gates of mercy which the Creator made it for His creation, the human being. Oh Allah, what is the gate? The gate is connect with Me correctly. Okay, oh Allah, I will connect with You correctly so that I will have a lot of blessings. Number one, I will feel the real tranquility. You know, sisters, it is not the happiness. Happiness is a different degree. Now I am just discussing the tranquility. Why? Because to have a balanced spirit, You must have the peace and the tranquility. Otherwise, you know, we are never balanced human being. This is what is going on. We are not balanced. We are confused. We don't know what is going on. Everything is closed in front of us. You know, actually, every day I feel, you know, when we have this, you know, so now about verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord, O Muhammad, has neither neither forsaken you nor hates you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your Lord has not left you alone, nor has He been harsh to you. Allah is your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You belong to Allah. Allah is your sustainer and your protector. Allah favors on you. I have neither been stopped or run out. You, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are to get much better favors in the hereafter than you are getting in this life. Allah is supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was having a lot of hardship in his worldly life, as Allah's messenger calling for rejection of idol worshipping, which was the act of worship for his people, whom they mostly attack him, attack his faith and guidance and belief. So it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the glad tidings to his prophet that the hereafter, the paradise will be more better for you. It will be the reward for you, you and your suffering in the present time. Okay, this is verse number 3 and 4. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Verse number 5. And وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And your Lord will bring about the success of your call. These thoughts actually were in fact preoccupying the Prophet's mind as he was encouraging encountering his people rejection and ill treatment. Verse number 6 and 7 and 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the Allah's attitude towards Prophet Muhammad from the very beginning, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the very beginning of his mission, so that he will be confident that Allah will never make him to be lonely or lost, even when the revelation was withheld. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was born orphan, but Allah protected him. He had made many people kind to him, especially his uncle Abu Talib, in spite of the fact that Abu Talib never followed the religion of Islam. And number 2, this is how Allah takes care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in spite of he was being an orphan. Number 2, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to him that you were also brought up in an ignorant society full of confusion of beliefs and concepts. So Allah has guided you through His revelation and the way of life. He has set, which established a firm bond between Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was, you know, in a society of ignorance, but Allah guided him. Number 3, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found him poor and made him rich, okay, through working in the trade when he was around 25 years old. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 9, 10 and 11, Allah mentioned also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that so long as these are the blessings of Allah to him, so you and all the Muslims must, number 1, protect every orphan, number 2, be charitable to every beggar, number 3, to speak of the great favors that they enjoy from Allah, the most important of which is the guidance to the religion of Islam. So the lessons of this surah are that, number 1, it is Allah the most merciful, the planner, the decider, who saves his servants according to his wisdom. And it is clear in the condition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an orphan, poor, who is living in a society of ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the planner, the protector, the sustainer, he made him to be the best human being on the earth. And Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala save him from, this poverty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him and give him the message of Islam. Every one of us has to have, this kind of trust in Allah, in Prophet Muhammad, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as Allah saved the Prophet Muhammad, Allah can save, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah can save you, Allah can solve your problems, Allah can change your situation, Allah can answer your supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only power in this life, just be a true believer. Okay? It was the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, the religion of unity of Allah, the last divine revelation. This surah is giving glad tidings to every orphan, needy, ill, upset, poor, homeless, troubled, helpless, and lost Muslim, that don't lose hope in Allah's mercy. Always remember the story of your orphan prophet, so that you will have all the hope that Allah will help you and make an outlet for you under one condition: total obedience and submission to Allah. Let us all follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the protection and help and support of every orphan and needy, and the most important, let us mention Allah's favors and being thankful to Allah. Now, inshallah, we will read the surah once together and we will make the dua, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والضحى
ودها
والليل
والليل
إذا سجى
سجى
ما ودعك ربك
وما
قلى
وللآخرة
خير
لك
من
الأولى
ولسوف
يعطيك
ربك
فترضى
ألم
يجدك
يتيما
فآوى
ووجدك ضالا
فهدى
ووجدك
عائلا
فأغنى
فأما
اليتيم
فلا
تقهر
وأما
السائل
فلا
تنهر
وأما
بنعمتي
ربك
فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasures. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection.
Amen.